Time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your Country Financial representative located on the square in West Salem. The Fairfield City Council met Tuesday evening for a brief 20-minute meeting. The bulk of the meeting was involving explanations of the agenda items regarding TIF funds. Mayor Britt McGuire explained that the first agenda item involved air tax and possible contamination of existing buildings and property. He stated, thus far, the city has accrued $288,000 in attorney and engineering fees, and at least a portion of this is eligible for TIF reimbursement. The city is also pursuing legal action against AirTex regarding possible contamination issues. The council also heard Mayor McGuire explain the most pressing issue, the mold issue in the old chamber office and fire station. The area is also within the TIF district, with those funds possibly being used for demolition of the property. The last TIF item on the agenda was the proposed use of TIF funds to assist with the completion of parking lanes, striping, and ADA-compliant curbing when the state resurfaces portions of West Main and West Delaware. Cost of the total project is pegged at $2.9 million, with the city's portion being $645,000. In a related item, the replacement of existing water lines under Main and Delaware is being considered as well. The city's TIF attorney will be attending the next city council meeting on July 24th to further explain the use of TIF funds for these projects. More news in a moment.
Don't be fooled by those big box stores and their so-called deals. Instead, shop local at Huebinger's Furniture Company for the best deals on all your new furniture and bedding needs. And now through Saturday only, Huebinger's will be offering up to 4 years free financing. See store for details. When you combine that with our already low prices, it makes all that new furniture you've been dreaming of very affordable. So hurry in for this spectacular sale with up to 4 years free financing. Only at Huebinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
In other news, Attorney General Lisa Madigan and 10 of her counterparts in other states are investigating no-poach agreements at fast food chains. Kim Howard reports.
The group is asking 8 national fast food companies, including Burger King, Arby's, and Little Caesars, to provide information about these agreements, which prohibit employees from working at another store in the same chain. Attorney General Madigan says it's a policy that's bad for workers.
What it has the effect of doing is preventing people from getting a better job, a higher paying job, and so it keeps people's wages, and these are already low-income workers' wages, depressed. So it's a very sneaky thing that most employees don't even realize is going on.
Madigan is also asking anyone impacted by these no-poach clauses to contact her office. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The Wayne County Sheriff's Department recovered a stolen Ford Expedition on Sunday in Sisney. It's believed the vehicle, owned by Roscoe Allen of Mount Vernon, was stolen by a juvenile and then dumped near the Sisney Middle School at the water tower. The newly implemented practice of allowing the use of credit and debit cards to pay Fairfield utility bills is going well, according to the mayor.
Just reminding residents that we have it. It's a free service. You don't have to pay for that charge. The city is doing that, and we'll take credit and debit cards. And you can there's an app you can download. If you go online to the Fairfield-IL.com website, there's a big thing there that talks about paying utilities online. You could click on that, and it'll give you instructions on how to do that. And you can set it up just to pay once, or you can set it up to be a reoccurring thing. And you can even bring your credit debit card to City Hall and pay.
Mayor Britt McGuire says the practice is only a month old. White County Sheriff Doug Meyer announced Tuesday morning that an arrest had been made in connection with two burglaries that occurred Sunday morning in Crossville. In a press release, the sheriff said a male juvenile has been taken into custody and is being held at the Franklin County Juvenile Detention Center. He will make a court appearance in White County today. 4 firearms, 14 boxes of ammunition, a glass smoking pipe, and a cannabis grinder were recovered from the residence in Crossville. The sheriff stated that the investigation is ongoing and more arrests are anticipated. It's rodeo night at the Wayne County Fair. The C-Bar Rodeo saddles up at 7 o'clock tonight at the grandstand. Also this afternoon, the swine, rabbit, and goat shows are on tap. Tomorrow, FMB sponsors the Redhead Express for music entertainment. The fair concludes with a demolition derby on Saturday night. The overall trophy winners were announced at the 4-H Poultry Show held on Monday at the Wayne County Fair. The overall champion pullet winner was Jacob Paul. Overall champion cockerel was Zach Paul. Overall champion market pin, Gideon Walker. And reserve champion market pin, Anna Taylor. The Olive Branch Church, 6 miles south of Wayne City, will be celebrating Mayberry Days this Sunday. Steve Hampson was a guest on the Community Connection and explained why Mayberry Days.
Well, because that is actually the location where we're setting out. There's a little road sign that sits there. It says Mayberry. And in the course of that, we always thought it'd be neat to bring Barney Fife. We got to hear him speak, Larry DeLawyer, several different times at different events and play the role. We always thought it'd be neat to bring Barney Fife back to Mayberry. Everything fell together so great. He happened to be in this area, and so we brought him into Mayberry's.
Services Sunday start at 10:30. There will be a lunch at noon. At 1 p.m., the bouncy houses will be in effect, as well as carnival games. They'll open up for kids, and a car show will also take place. Barney Fife impersonator Larry DeLauder will be there with his family on stage at 3 p.m., Everyone is invited to bring a lawn chair and enjoy the afternoon. Today's crude oil price, $67 even. The August crude oil price, $73.47. Obits next.
More and more people are making pre-need funeral plans with Ingram Funeral Home. If you've been thinking about making your own funeral plans now, rather than leaving the decision to others later, then give us a call for an appointment at 445-2222. We'll put the coffee pot on and we can talk it over with you in an informal and comfortable setting. I'm manager Sherry Harder. My caring staff and I feel that encouraging you is our inspiration. Ingram Funeral Homes in Albion, West Salem, and Allendale, an affiliate of Keystone America.
In local and area deaths, 92-year-old Maxine I. Rogers, a resident of Gainesville, Florida, and formerly of Dahlgren, passed away on June 7th at the University of Florida Hospital in Gainesville. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Friday the 13th at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. The Reverend Brad Sloan officiating visitation on Thursday, July 12th. From 6 to 8 p.m. at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. She'll be laid to rest at the Oddfellow Cemetery in Dahlgren. 80-year-old William Tom Hatfield, Jr. of rural Grayville died on Sunday, July 8th at his home. Married to Faith Hatfield on March 26, 1958, she survives. Bill is a retired boilermaker and for over 40 years a member of the Masonic Lodge. Visitation and funeral will be today at Cook Funeral Home in Grayville. Visitation between 4 and 7 with funeral service at 7 p.m. Masonic rites will be immediately following the funeral service. In keeping with Bill Hatfield's wishes, his remains will be cremated. The Cook Funeral Home in Grayville responsible. 96-year-old Mildred Kinchlow Wilson of Friendswood, Texas, died on June 4th at her residence. Survivors include two children, Donald Wilson of Silver Springs, Maryland, and Sharon Wilson Dudley of Pearland, Texas, four grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews in the Fairfield area. A graveside memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, July 14th at Maple Hill Cemetery in Fairfield. Family and friends are asked to go directly to the cemetery unless there is an inclement weather, at which time they would be able to meet at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 76-year-old Lowell R. Sarles of Fairfield died at 9:10 a.m. on Sunday, July 8th at his residence. He had worked at Airtex for 44 years, had been a member of the Northside Baptist Church for over 50 years. Survivors include wife Barbara, three sons Gary Sarles, Jerry Sarles, and Larry Sarles, all of Fairfield, one daughter, Kayla Zonders of Fairfield, seven grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren. And also, per Lowell's request, his body has been cremated. A graveside service will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, July 21st at Maple Hill Cemetery. Family and friends are asked to go directly to the cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the Northside Baptist Church in Fairfield to be accepted at the graveside or at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in charge of arrangements. Denzel Eugene Graham, 86 years old, of Grayville, died on Saturday, July 7th at his home. He was born December 18th of 1931 in Burnt Prairie, the son of Clyde and Edith Graham. He married Gail Graham on September 18th, 1954. She survives after 63 years of marriage. Denzel graduated from Edwards County High School in 1949 after serving in the Army during the Korean War. He returned to Grayville and worked as a mechanic and parts manager for Oilfield Motor Service. For 28 years, he owned and operated Graham True Value Hardware Store in Grayville. He served as a trustee for Gray Township and was past president of the Grayville Chamber of Commerce. He was also named Grayville Citizen of the Year. Golf and quail hunting among his favorite pastimes. Survivors include his wife, Gail Graham of Grayville, sons David Graham of Nashville, Tennessee, Steve Graham of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, John Graham of Atwater, California, brothers Bobby Graham of Peachtree, Georgia, Larry Graham of Sun City, Arizona. Lots of grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Visitation for Denzel Graham is 5 to 8 p.m. Thursday, July 12th at the Cook Funeral Home in Grayville. Funeral will be Friday, July 13th. Burial will be held in Mount Zion Cemetery near Albion. 52-year-old Terry Ray Provines of Birmingham, Alabama, died on May 28th near his home. In his work selling medical equipment, he made many friends across the country. Survivors are his brother, Wayne Provines, and wife, Kathy, of Perry, Michigan, his sister, Kathy, and her wife, Melissa Pemberton, of Mount Vernon, Illinois, niece, Danielle, and husband, Chris Ricotta, of Schwartz Creek, Michigan, nephew, Jason Provines, of Charlottesville, Virginia, and a number of great-grandsons and godsons. If you'd like to give a gift in honor of Terry Ray Provine's memory, contributions will be made to St. Jude's Hospital in Memphis. Services will be held at Bethel United Methodist Church in Ellery on Saturday, July 14th. Visitation will be held from 9 to 11 a.m. with a memorial service at 11 a.m., graveside service immediately after that. Ingram Funeral Home of Albion and honored and entrusted with the arrangements. 86-year-old Frank Allen Tribe of rural Albion died Friday, July 6th at Oakview Heights Continuous Care and Rehab in Mount Carmel. Allen spent most of his life as a hardworking farmer. He served a term in the Army and spent time in Korea. He also worked as a mechanic for Lauren Troyer and his Ford tractor dealership in West Salem, and later as a mechanic, setup man, and truck driver for McLean Implement in Albion. Allen was a very active member of the West Village Christian Church, serving over the years as a teacher, song leader, deacon, and elder. Survivors include two sons, Bill A. Tribe and his wife, Charlotte of Albion, Tom Walter Tribe and wife Donna of Clay City, Indiana, one daughter, Barbara Beasley, and her husband Philip of Edmond, Oklahoma, three grandchildren, Richard Allen Tribe of Tilton, Illinois, Nikki Tribe of Linton, Indiana, and Marcy Keller of Princeton, Indiana, one brother, George Tribe and wife Shirley of Albion, and one brother-in-law, John Kuntz of Flora, Illinois. Allen is also survived by a cousin, Marjorie Tribe of Albion, several nieces and nephews, and many other relatives and friends. Visitation for Frank Allen Tribe will be held Sunday, July 15th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Ingram Funeral Home in Albion. The funeral service will be held Monday, July 16th at 10 a.m. at the funeral home. Burial will follow at West Village Cemetery with full military rites. Memorials may be made to the West Village Cemetery. Envelopes will be available at the funeral home. Ingram Funeral Home is entrusted with the arrangements. 74-year-old Robert H. Bob Chapman of West Salem died on July 6th at the Carl Richard Richland Memorial Hospital in Alney. He enjoyed a life that had a variety of interests. A 25-year member of the West Salem Volunteer Fire Department, a Shriner member most of his adult life, he was a member of the West Salem Masonic Lodge. Survivors include children Tammy James of Evansville, Indiana, Tony Chapman of West Salem, grandchildren Cassie Van Meter, Brittany Fortner, and Linda Carlson, as well as Tony Chapman II, Chelsea Chapman, great-grandchildren, also surviving Bob Chapman. Visitation will be held on Tuesday, July 10th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Ingram Funeral Home in West Salem. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, July 11th at the funeral home. He will be carried to the back of his pickup truck to the Moravian Cemetery, where a committal service will take place following the funeral. Memorials may be made to the West Salem Volunteer Fire Department. Bob enjoyed his blue jeans and Western shirts. If you missed the obituaries, they are updated on our webpage, WFIWradio.com. They are updated throughout the day. That's the report of news this morning. I'm Mike Dreith.
Does your staff work on their feet all day? Do their feet hurt all day? Do they have trouble getting to the shoe store to purchase their work shoes? Well, let us come to you. Hi, this is Tracy from Grundman Shoes, 906 North 7th Street, Vincennes, and we have gone mobile. We can now bring our quality, service, and selection to you. Call us today at 1-800-726-4770 for more details on us helping you have happier, healthier employees. Grundman, your footwear specialist since 1929.
Time for a check of sports. American Legion baseball from last night. Alney over Fairfield Post 176, 9-8. College baseball. Frontier Community College holding walk-on baseball tryouts Thursday at FNB Field. Registration begins at 9 a.m. There is a $40 registration fee. The Cardinals last night put a hurtin' on the White Sox. Let's check the Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at travelwisconsin.com.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and in Chicago last night, the Cardinals scored early and they scored often. Two in the third, one in the fourth, one in the fifth, seven in the sixth inning, including a Dexter Fowler grand slam, two in the eighth on a Colton Wong home run, part of his four-hit night, and one in the ninth inning. Add them up, Ricky, a 4-2 Miles Michaelis Cardinal win.
And really a complete game for the Cardinals in all facets. They played well defensively. Colton Wong made a number of good plays. He had a four-hit night as well. The Cardinals pounded out 16 hits on 14 runs. That's the most runs they've scored all year. And Miles Michaelis picked up victory number 10.
And he's going to the All-Star game next Tuesday. The Cardinals will go with Luke Weaver and a chance to make this a 6-3 road trip with a win in Chicago tonight. We're on the air at 6:15 from the South Side.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and what you're hearing in the background are the sounds of Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. It's also the feeling you get when you visit Wisconsin, and you'll feel it all around our state, from festivals to sporting events. It's tricky to say, but easy to feel. That's Gemütlichkeit, and that is Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the fun begin.
Victor Caratino hit an RBI double during a decisive seventh inning, helping the Cubs back Jose Quintana in a close game and beat the Giants 2-0. A night after losing 2-1 in 11 innings, despite a strong start from Kyle Hendricks, the Cubs had enough offense for Quintana. The left-hander allowed three hits and six scoreless innings to beat the Giants for the first time in his career after going 0-3 with a 5.82 ERA over the first three starts. On the schedule today in American Legion baseball, Fairfield Post 176 takes on Benton this evening in 1 7-inning game set to start at 6 o'clock. Fairfield men's slow pitch softball tonight. Vaughn Electric plays Midway Package at 6 p.m. Jackie's Lunchbox takes on Molt Farms at 7 p.m. Iconic Studio versus La Fuente at 8 p.m. And at 9 p.m., West Construction plays Lewis Scrap Metal. And that is a check of sports. Have a great Wednesday. Your forecast calling for sunshine today with a high 92, clear tonight, low 65. Sunny skies tomorrow with a high 90. For Friday, sunshine, high 92, partly cloudy, 95 on Saturday, and for Sunday, partly cloudy with the high of 90. Overnight low was 71, yesterday's high, 93.